Is that okay?
No.
Okay, this is the warm-up act for the main show, which will start shortly. And this is all about golf, so those of you who do not like golf, who are fed up with being golf husbands or golf widows, can now leave the room. This is all about golf, right? There was a competition today, and I am privileged to have the results. Now, and on the table here are the prizes. So actually, before anything happens in relation to golf, I have one prize to present. And I have to ask him to come up to receive it himself. I'd like my young brother, my little brother Frank, the young one of the family, to come up here please and accept the following prize as being the world's greatest golfer. Frank O'Malley. I give you the world's greatest golfer. The world's greatest golfer is the person who loves the game most. Frank, just one question before you go down. Can I please ask you, what was it like on the first today?
Well, as you do, you just drop the club back very slowly and you just lash it down to within a sandwich at first.
Hey! Now, while you're here in public, I ask you to open the prize and put it on because that will start the set the mood for the rest of the prizes. So, Frank, before you leave the stage, please, I give you, ladies and gentlemen, I want a huge round of applause as he opens it, right? We'll just hold on.
That's it.
Full of us. Little brother. Ladies and gentlemen, the golf competition today was between six of the shit-hot teams in Limerick. They were like dynamite on the course. There were balls going in from everywhere. But I tell you, unfortunately, only two teams can win prizes, right? But it was so close that team number six really nearly won it. Team number five nearly won it. Team number four came within a smidgen of winning it. Team three is gutted because it lost on a callback. What do they call the thing? A countback. The team that lost on the comeback, I'm going to give you their names because, you know, they're gutted, right? They're seriously gutted. In the third place comes the team that didn't lose on the last three holes because they were equal with the other team on the last three holes. They lost on the last six holes, right? And it was the fact that they scored a five rather than a four. And I give you, ladies and gentlemen, the losers, Eric Hackett, Mary Hackett, Dave O'Neill, and Martin Layden with 48.7 points, the losers! Ladies and gentlemen, we come to the big prizes. And the way this works is as follows. I give you the runners up, the victors over the crowd I just mentioned. I give you, ladies and gentlemen, the people who are allowed to come up here, and they're, hold on. I was going to say they could take their prizes first, but obviously the winners have to take their prizes first. So the people who got second have to pick what they think are the smallest prizes. Now, right? Because the last show is the winners, right? Now, the prizes here range from a week's golf with Tiger Woods on Pebble Beach. Right? That's packed in the biggest box, right? We have a week in Portugal, right? With Padraig Harrington flying down to play with you, right? And we have a few other prizes of that standard, right? So I call upon the runners-up, all four of them, to rise to their feet, and I ask you to be grandstanding in of the runners-up as follows. Neville O'Sullivan. Jer Wall. Rita Dunlin. And Frank O'Mahony. Come to the table. The prizes are here. And on the four up here, you are to pick the smallest prizes that you judge are of the least value. A big hand! Now you have to open your prizes in public. You have to open your prizes in public. Now I hope the winning team is ready. Yep. I want the following people to be ready in case they've won. I want Carol O'Mahony to be ready in case she's won. I want Mike Murphy to be winning. I want Noel Harrington to be winning. I want Eddie Malloy, any of those people, to think they might have won. Ladies and gentlemen, what have they won? Yes, I can tell you that Jer Wall has won a Snoopy clock. Frank O'Mahony has won a Casablanca jigsaw.
A Barbie doll
has been won. And a little car, including a snooker, I think we're chalking your cue, Rita. Yay! And Rita Dunlin can chalk her cue. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we make way for the victors. Make way for the winners. Have you got
a picture of us?
Sorry, take it over, just in case.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. This is the moment that you can watch the look on people in gyms win, right? And they won by such a small margin that I have to give credit to the woman who chipped today and hit the flag, and the ball, which would have gone 40 yards beyond the hole, finished within 2 inches of the hole. I give you, ladies and gentlemen, leading out the winning team this evening, I give you Anne Malloy. I guess it's myself. Okay. David, where are you? David O'Mahony, I need you up here. Come up here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to interview the captain of the winning team in a second. Anne Malloy is ready to be interviewed.
Can I just point out the balls that she already told
us? Fix.
Yeah, absolutely
fixed.
Paul, I think it's only fair that since you made the last team, we've been very present, so we can't bear more that you go through the same.
Exactly.
And your choice.
And you get to open the biggest one, because like Paul mentioned, you did in fact the story.
I've got
the golf game. This is definitely big. Paul looks like he's
doing
very good.
Oh, very good. Cool. David pulled it off with a US player. David managed to acquire a Zodiac puzzle.
La Gammon.
My first golf cart.
625
Yeah, yeah. It's very good.
Paul, he's only answered the four pots now.
Eddie Malloy came out of university and he said, no matter what we do, guys, we're not going to count our score. Right? He said, I will not be distracted by the score from playing good golf. And he stuck by this the whole way around, right? While his wife hit the ball into the... Anyway, got a great score. Anyway, we had a fabulous time. What a day it was. The weather was stupendous. And most of all, I have to say, that because it was for Frank, it was all for a tremendously good cause. Thank you all very, very much.
There's no last word.
Remember me?
Oh, Jesus, I do, but I don't remember.
Billy Nager. Billy Nager.
Thank God.
Sorry, Mesh.
I'll see you again later.
I'll talk to them.
What a small one.
Thank you, Paul.
Ignore Paul.
Your murder mystery.
Very well done, the fairness to you now. Beautiful.